B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We gotta talk to Colette. Hi, Colette.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. So Colette is a nurse. What department do you work in?
I actually work in several departments. I work on a telemetry floor. I work in acute rehab, and I work in long-term.
And you're seeing a lot of craziness?
Yeah, from all different aspects. Definitely. Absolutely.
What's the hardest, how could I word this question? Like the biggest difference that you're seeing now from the way that you could treat patients before when you had a little more time to treat patients?
Yeah, like how has day-to-day changed?
Day-to-day is different. Well, especially in the acute care setting because we're getting a lot of the COVID patients. So usually when we get in report, we're kind of like just kind of talking and just worried just of what we're going to face for the day. So
one of the stories that I had seen you mention or you had mentioned to me on Facebook was you guys have so many precautions that you have to take in order to treat certain patients. So there'll be times when someone is going into severe distress and you might not be able to get to them in time because you have to take so many precautions before you even enter their room. And of course, I'm talking about somebody that has COVID-19.
Absolutely. I mean, so to kind of reiterate that too, it's very draining to make sure that you have the proper equipment on the appropriate way so you're not infecting your patients as well as infecting yourself. And yeah, there's been situations where, we just run into rooms normally if somebody, is not doing well to work on them. And now we have to remind ourselves, stop, get dressed. And that's a painful thing, because you have to protect yourself. You don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know if this could affect you. So
yeah, but your first instinct is to run in there and help.
Absolutely.
What about do you have family that you go home to? Or
I do, and it's crazy. I feel like I'm a police officer or something because, like, now I'm off for a couple of days, and my girls are happy that I'm not working. Mm-hmm. And when I do go to work, they're like, do you have to go today? Or, they say extra things to me, have a good day today, stay safe. And it's just like, it's different from your normal work day.
Right.
So
what do you do when you get, I'm thinking if it was me, I mean, as much as I love my family, I'd go home, I'd, clean up as much as possible. And I'd be like, guys, I'm going to go to bed until I have to go to work again. What do you do when you get home? Do you have to like switch it up and get energy again for the kids?
Yes. Well, it's funny because thank God I have a garage because I strip in the garage. Mm-hmm. And now we are required in actually all my facilities, we wear a certain color uniforms. We can wear white and another color. So I just wear white now. So when I take all my clothes off, I just throw them right in the washing machine and just put some bleach in it and go right to the shower, wash my hands 50 million times. Even after the shower, I'm washing my hands and disinfecting. And, I'm by myself. I just kind of stay away. I have my younger daughter who's 11, and she always wants to kiss me. And I'm like,
that's terrible.
That's so heartbreaking.
We're talking to Colette. Yeah. She's a nurse. So now, what do you, from your hospital specifically, do you see yourself at the peak? Do you see the peak coming, or do you see it a little bit past the peak?
I see it coming because, what happens, especially at the acute care hospital, is we're floated down to the COVID floor, in which I was a couple of weeks ago. But now we're starting to get some rule out COVID patients. So those are patients who are suspicious of the virus but haven't tested positive yet. We're getting a lot of those. And, with this virus being so new to everybody, you're not sure if they're positive or not. They could still be positive. So we're getting a lot of rule out patients. Yeah.
Are you getting a lot of staff who've been infected and stuff too?
Not that I know of. It's been a little tricky over here.
Wow.
But we're hearing not in the facilities that I know specifically, but there was actually a hospital, an acute care hospital right across the hall or right across the street from the rehab that I work at, where she was a mammogram tech. And she was actually found, and actually this made national news, she was found dead with her four-year-old by her side.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know what story you're talking about. I heard that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is insane. Jesus.
What? Yeah.
So the tricky part with us, and I love you guys, I'm from New England, but I live in Georgia now. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a lot of situations where people are maybe positive, they have the symptoms, but it's hard for a lot of people to get tested. So that's where we don't have a lot of definite. So.
Well, what about hopefully a little bit of a light to shine here? Instead of talking about all the deaths that we keep hearing about, are you, because I'm starting to see more and more of this where hospitals are actually releasing people that did have it and are now recovering. Are you guys seeing a lot of the, hopefully the upturn in patients that you're actually releasing that had it and are recovering?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually had a patient who was a 42-year-old male, no history, mm-hmm. Medical history, is very healthy, not overweight, didn't smoke or anything, who was in the hospital with the virus for 22 days.
Wow.
And still on high amounts of oxygen, had to discharge him. But it was heartwarming to educate him, but it was sad because he had been alone in his room, you know, for all those days. And, you know, I have to mention this too. He showed me his arms and he's like, and a lot of nurses know these patients are very lonely. And he's like, you see all these needle sticks. He's like, I appreciate every needle stick because it was somebody that came in the room to talk to me and stuff. And I was like, oh wow.
My God.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
So, but yes, he was discharged and he still had to be quarantined from his family for another week. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying that he is continuing to do well and hopefully I'm off of oxygen now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Colette, thank you for joining us. I know you're busy right now. So
thank you for everything.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight. Mm-hmm. We just want to send you a big thank you from us and from everybody for what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That is Colette, an amazing, amazing nurse.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.